Now, should children's clothes be considered essential items? Opposition parties have called for a common sense approach. Last night on Prime Time, speaking with Miriam O'Callaghan, Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, Damien English said that clothes are not essential.
It's not confusing. I think we've had this discussion on numerous occasions with the retail sector. And to be clear, to try to make it fair, the difference now compared to last March is all those goods can still be purchased.
But Minister, are socks for your child essential?
Clothes are not essential.
Clothes are not essential. Well, our reporter Cillian Sherlock joins us now in studio. Cillian, what has been the reaction to this been?
There's been quite a lot of opposition to this. Earlier on the programme, the education spokesperson for the Social Democrats, Gary Gannon, said the minister let himself down, that children's clothes should be essential and that a lot of people don't have the capacity to shop online. However, the government is remaining firm on this one. In a statement to this programme, a spokesperson said that there's been no change in their policy on children's clothes and that the goal behind that was to reduce congregations of people. This morning, I was speaking to quite a few people outside the National Maternity Hospital on Holles Street in Dublin, and the vast majority of them were shocked by the minister's comments.
Yeah, I 100% believe that children's clothes are essential. You just don't know when they're going to grow out of something. I have two children myself. My youngest has just grown out of shoes, I know, and I'm in a situation where I don't quite know what I'm going to do. I suppose I'm going to try and go online, but it's not ideal. I'm not sure if she's one size or two sizes larger.
Do you think children's clothes should be essential?
100%. From toddlers to newborns, from children being in school, they'll always going to need new socks, new underwear, new jumpers. In these times, it's an absolute disgrace that you can't go into the likes of Tesco's, Dunn's, Dale's, anywhere and buy something off the shelf.
I think it's a totally absurd comment. I think particularly in the winter now, people need to be changing the wardrobe over and getting warmer clothes. And whether you're a parent buying clothes for a newborn or whether you're stocking up for older children or for yourself or for elderly people, everybody in every demographic is going to need clothes.
I do think it's going to take somebody to walk into a shop with no clothes, maybe a mask and a pair of socks, and I think it would make it realise how necessity clothes are.
And just a few days ago, a father in Wales tried just that by walking into a supermarket in his underpants after clothing was deemed non-essential. 2 days ago, though, the government there added baby clothes to the list of non-essential items.
And we're not advocating that. Cillian Sherlock, thank you very much indeed for that. And just an update on our coverage earlier that the report of the Commission into Mother and Baby Homes would be published after being reviewed by the Minister for Children, the Office of the Attorney General and other government departments. The government has said that report will not be reviewed by several other government departments prior to publication. The time is 10 to 9.